The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
By Drenge, a rather apt melody for the Ishman League South Central Division clash between Bracknell Town and The Woods, the nickname for our host this evening, Northwood FC. A club in the Northwood area was established in 1899, however Northwood as they are known today were not believed to have been formed until about 1926. Their early history is largely unknown and it's unclear what leagues they played in until 1931 when they joined the Harrow and Wembley League. The club now plays their home games at the Fenton Civil Engineering Stadium, Northwood Recreation Ground, off Chestnut Avenue, Northwood. The FCE Stadium, also known as Northwood Park, has a capacity of 3,075, of which there are around 900 terraced places and approximately 250 seats. The stadium was officially opened in 1978. Their highest attendance at the ground is recorded as 1,642 for a friendly match versus Chelsea in 1997. The club's best FA Cup performance was the fourth qualifying round in 2001, and their best FA Trophy performance was the third qualifying round in the same year. They also reached the quarterfinals of the FA Vase in 1997. Their all-time top goal scorer was Martin Ellis with 156 goals from 1976 to 1985. And their record appearance was Chris Gell with 489 matches in the Northwood red shirt from 1994 to 2006. The most goals scored in a single season was Lawrence Yacu, who scored 54 goals in the 1999 to 2000 season. Although it was supposedly set in Surbiton, the 1970s TV comedy The Good Life was actually filmed at 53 and 55 Kew Ferry Road in Northwood. This was native soil for actor Richard Bryars, who grew up in nearby Hatch End and had served at RAF Northwood, now the home of the permanent joint headquarters.
This is your Navy reporter, Gisoo, and bringing you all the news and views for Bracknell Town. I say, come on you Robins.
A very good evening to you from Northwood Park. I'm James Captain Birdsley. You're listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. It's great to have your company. It is a Tuesday. It is very cold. In fact, it's 7:45 kickoff against Northwood tonight. And the team sheet literally has just this minute come out. I'm here with Steve, the gaffer witty. And Steve is going to give the home team for... No, he doesn't. He doesn't want to give the home team. So apparently I'm doing the home team. I think that's because it's a lot harder to say, but there we go. So let's start then with the home team on Tuesday. And number one, Daniel Perdue. Two, Pablo Velasco. Genovese Palmer at number three. And number four, Dekenny Schroeder. Five, Arnold Linton. Ryan Every is at six. Seven, the captain, Joachim Aguirre. And at number eight, Matty Ayres. Marios Azuri at number nine. And Leo DiCabio at 10. Ishmael Iai at 11. And on the bench for the home team, Declan Nish, Matteo Espitio, Matt Sermon, Aaron Pitch, and Montel Joseph as second goalkeeper. And a lot easier for the Bracknell team. Over to the Milk Tree Man himself, Steve the Gaffer Witty.
So in goal, we have Sonny Wheeler. In defence, we have Jack Dean, Ethan Burden, Temmie, and Anthony Cheshire. In midfield this evening, we have Scott Reese.
Double Fanta.
Returning from injury, Max Herbert.
Sherbert.
Michael Atkinson. And on the wing, we've got Seb Bowerman. And then up front, we've got Dave Tarpey playing alongside Duncan Cully. On the bench, Mikel Platt, George Knight, James Clark, Belhaj Dembele, and Kaden Janowski. Come on, you Robins.
Well, we're going to be back with you at half-time. As I say, the atmosphere is, yes, it's starting to build up here. A little bit of a chilly night. Got to make sure that scarf is firmly wrapped round. We'll be with you back at half-time on the unofficial Robins podcast.
You're listening to the unofficial Robins podcast.
Well, the halftime whistle has literally just gone here. At Northwood's ground, where I must say the quality of French fries has been really quite good as I'm licking the mustard off my my lips. But don't tell the wife or I will get in trouble. Anyway, we better talk about the football, but I'm here, of course, with the fantastic Steve the Gaffer Witty. And what is the score on the doors for the first half, Steve?
Yeah, 2-0 to Bracknell. And it could have been, I think, 3 or 4 more, if I'm honest. A wonder strike from Dave Tarpey, all of his own making, robbed the fullback, cut inside, and literally chipped it with the outside of his boot over the incoming keeper. What a strike that was. And then an Anthony Cheshire header to make it 2-0, but I think there was probably 3 or 4 other chances. A couple of good saves from their keeper, a couple, to be fair, that we should have done slightly better with. So 2-0 up at half time. It's a very one-sided game so far, so hopeful of a few more goals in the second half.
Yes, absolutely, and unfortunately it is a situation for, unfortunately for Northwood, that they just really haven't come out of the blocks. Brighton really are showing their position in the league at the moment, but we will go and see it. The game's two halves as ever, and we will be back with you on the unofficial Robins podcast at the end of the game when that full-time whistle blows. Thank you for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. You join us for the final whistle at Northwood's ground, where I'm pleased to say that we have won 2-0. So Bracknell Town have another 3 points in the Istaman South Central League, which is fantastic. But it's been a pretty one-sided affair, really. And I think we can probably both say here that it should have maybe been a few more. There were definitely a fair few goal chances, wasn't there, really, Steve?
Yeah, you don't see many one-sided, the game's that one-sided, and I've got to say we had a hatful of frigging chances. Their goalkeeper, to be fair though, was the man of the match and pulled off some really great saves. But look, 2-0, we'll take the 3 points, but I think, to be fair, we'll probably be disappointed. We could have been a good few more goals in that game for us. So, but 3 points and we move on to Basingstoke, so well done Bracknell.
That's right. So thank you so much, Steve, for that. Basingstoke at home in the league. So that's at Bottom Meadow Sandhurst on 3 o'clock on Saturday. So hope to see you there. Of course, you can get your tickets online from the Bracknell Town website. So do that. Makes things a lot quicker and easier. And until next time, it's thank you very much. And
the Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.